This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
It is important to note that the legislation reduces future outlays by more than $23 billion. Critics of farm programs should take note that agriculture has stepped up and made more than a proportionate contribution to deficit reduction, and the example should be followed by others.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The U.S. cotton industry is grateful to Chairwoman Stabenow of Michigan, as well as Ranking Member Roberts of Kansas, along with the solid support of Senators Chambliss from Georgia, Cochran from Mississippi, and Bozeman from Arkansas, for including the NCC's Stacked Income Protection Plan and Modified Marketing Assistance Loan Program, both designed to meet budget challenges and resolving the Brazil WTO case. The improvements to crop insurance, including making enterprise units with irrigated and non-irrigated provisions permanent, and the establishment of a new supplemental coverage option first introduced by Representative Nagebauer of Texas, also will provide important risk management options for cotton producers.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The NCC is committed to continue to work with those growers and their organizations to successfully modify the legislation before it reaches the Senate floor vote to ensure that Sunbelt farmers get the much-needed economic benefit of an adequate safety net. While it is important for cotton to have a workable program, many of our growers also rely on peanuts, rice, and other crops for their livelihood and need viable cropping options. The U.S. cotton industry also has concerns with provisions regarding new lower payment limits, a significantly lower adjusted gross income eligibility test, and changes to the actively engaged in farming provisions used to determine eligibility for revenue and loan programs. Other positives of the committee-approved bill include the continuation and streamlining of conservation programs and ongoing support of the Market Access Program and Foreign Market Development Program, two important trade titles that undergird U.S. cotton exports.